Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. When I was in the height of my drinking, one common theme was that I didn't have much love for myself. I was constantly feeling like I wasn't worthy. I felt that I wasn't enough. And I was constantly berating myself for what I believed were missed opportunities that I had gone through in my life. And I constantly was internalizing what I believed other people's opinions were of me. I found myself in a cycle where to hush those voices and to kind of make up for my lack of feeling worthy, I would drink alcohol. And I did notice that the more that I drank, the feelings would not be silenced. They'd be silenced momentarily. They would be silenced and suppressed when I first had a drink, but they never went away. In fact, they always got worse. And as time progressed, I realized that with alcohol, my lack of self-love wasn't getting better. In fact, I was loving myself less and I was respecting myself less. And the ways that I respected myself less were allowing and tolerating relationships and friendships with people that they didn't treat me the way that I should have been treated. And quite frankly, I didn't treat myself the way I should have been treated. When I first quit drinking and over time and started doing the work to become sober, I noticed that slowly my lack of self-love was being undone, that I was starting to see myself in a new light and really begin to love myself. And it didn't happen overnight. It happened slowly, where the more that I did what I needed to do for my body, the more that I did my habits, my routines, the more that I took the time to really figure out what I was struggling with, I was beginning to like what I saw in the mirror again. I was beginning to feel that I was worthy of new opportunities, that I was worthy of love and respect. But more importantly, I realized that the love and respect that I needed was not from outside sources, but from myself. But at the time, as I was rediscovering my self-love and feeling good about myself again and feeling, wow, I really am beginning to love who I am. If anyone had asked me what had caused my lack of self-love or gotten me to that point, I would have said my drinking. Hands down, I would have said my drinking contributed to my lack of self-love and the way that I had felt about myself. Recently, I know I've mentioned many times that one of my daily habits is to read a personal growth book. And I'm reading right now Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. And wow, a lot of what I'm reading in that book is really I resonate with. I feel like she's speaking directly to me. But I want to read something that I read in there that really made me question all of what I thought about my lack of self-love. In the book, she says, about self-love. Without it, more prone to addictions, self-sabotage, unhealthy relationship patterns with our body and with others, codependency, people-pleasing, and other self-destructive behaviors. When I read this, I had to stop, pause, and reread it. And I think I read it about 10 times before I really said, wow, that is 100% true. And it made me realize that no, my drinking didn't lead to my self-love, that my lack of self-love that I have had for years is really also what led to my drinking. I found that with my lack of self-love and lack of respect for myself, that I did have an addiction, which led me to self-sabotage myself regularly. It led me to make choices that were not in my best interests. I definitely had unhealthy relationship patterns with my body. I would not treat it right in the sense of eating and working out and moving the way that I needed to. And I also put up with things in relationships with others that I should not have put up with. I found that my standards and what I would tolerate in friendships was substantially lower. I found that I would engage in more of a dramatic friendship situation where things would occur that I knew wasn't right. And I, rather than cut my ties and let bygones be bygones, I would just be stuck in the cycle. And I was always people-pleasing, always concerned about how what others thought about me or how if I was making them happy and if what I was doing was like appeasing them. And I definitely had issues with my boundaries. And reading that also was like a wow moment for me, that as I'm feeling this self-love for myself, is it because I quit drinking? Or is it because I actually had the capability to assess my issues. And I came to soon realize that sobriety didn't fix my insecurities, but allowed me the capability to address them. By being sober, I was able to do the work and take the time to really address these issues that I had been medicating, that I had been concealing, that I had been burying for years, that my drinking didn't lead to my lack of self-love. My self-love led to my drinking and all slew of other negative behaviors and ways I would handle things. And this was a real aha moment for me, because a lot of times you'll read or people will say, like, you know, the drinking, while it's an issue, it really unveils other issues. And this really, to me, was a oh boy moment. Like, yeah, this is huge. Like, I, over the years, had some point had developed a lack of self-love for myself, where I was never good enough. I felt that I was always having to prove something. I was constantly worried about what other people thought of me. And now I find that, could I honestly say, oh, I don't care what people think about me at all? No, I can't say that. I just think that would not be truthful. But I can say that my concern about what others think about me is substantially different. It's substantially less, because at the end of the day, I really truly believe I'm the only person that's born the same day of me as me and dies the same day as me. And I need to show up for myself. And with that new mentality and attitude of showing up for myself, I've accomplished so much more in the self-love and worthiness department that I feel that no matter what, do I have bad days? Absolutely. But even on my bad days, I still know that I'm worth the work. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of respect. And I am worth the work. I need to show up for myself every day and just to be the best that I can be. Because also, too, is one thing that I've learned is that if I am not good to myself and I don't feel self-confidence and if I don't feel as if I am worthy, then I'm never going to find that from anybody else. That looking for that outside of me is never going to get me where I want to be. And quite frankly, it will get me back into my cycle of addiction. That I cannot look to others to make myself feel whole. That the only way that I can feel good about myself is within. It's just, it's hard. It's hard because it was so easy for me to blame, I think, my drinking for many issues that I had, where I was like, oh, but for my drinking, I wouldn't have felt this way, or but for my drinking, I wouldn't have done that. But I think that a lot of my internal feelings led to my issues when I was drinking. And reading that in her book really hit the nail on the head. In sobriety, I learned that I have to trust myself and get to know myself. And over time, the growing respect for myself turned into love for myself and a feeling of worthiness. And that without doing the work to get to know who I am and allow myself to remove the substance that was really preventing me from doing the work that I needed, I was able to get to a point where at the end of the day, I can honestly say that I am worthy and that I do feel self-love.